Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We're starting off talking about an update with the New Mexico CAP entity. What can you share?
Last Thursday, the Interstate Stream Commission met and approved funding for the New Mexico CAP entity Gila Diversion Plan. They really needed this and felt like they'd accomplished something when they left this meeting. They didn't actually get their current project plan approved by the Interstate Stream Commission, but rather the commission decided that there was $948,000 left over from a previous project plan budget, and they indicated the New Mexico CAP entity could use that money to pay for the environmental impact statement that's part of the National Environmental Policy Act process that they are doing related to the project.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for that update. Now, I want to move on and talk about news from the community of Hanover involving water issues.
That's right. Hanover, a small community outside of Bayard, near the Chino mine, was left without water for about a week. And this was a result of multiple equipment failures. They lost their newer pump that was opened last year, and it's been getting clogged. They shut it down because they didn't want to burn out the pump. At that point, a couple of days later, their original number one well, that pump failed. So they, about 10 years ago, they installed an emergency water supply system that pipes water in from Bayard. They turned that on, and the third booster pump near Upper Hanover failed. So 30 residents in Upper Hanover were left without water, and a converter was burned out on that booster pump station. And there are also ways that a control panel was installed in the main pump house that makes it very difficult to remove a pump from a well. And the community of Hanover and the Water Association are really looking for answers as to why this equipment is failing and also why it was installed the way it is.
That's a long time to go without water. How did folks make do in the meantime?
So the Water Association ended up buying water from a company in Arenas Valley, and they trucked two what they call water tanker trucks to Hanover. The first one actually broke down at the intersection of Highway 152 and Fierro Road, just at the corner of the highway there. So residents were coming to that truck and filling up their own containers to have water in their households. A second truck did come, and they parked that at the post office, which supplied residents of Upper Hanover with water. People are upset in that little community, and the Water Association has a history of mismanagement. The new administration in this Water Association says they're doing things differently, but it seems that problems remain.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for that update. We'll stay posted for more news on that. Now I want to move on to CP Thompson, reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, you have a recap of a popular event in Silver City, Fiesta Latina.
Right. This was a third annual Fiesta Latina that happened this past weekend, Friday through Sunday, and hundreds showed up to Old James Stadium at Western New Mexico University. There was a wide range of things happening there. One was artisans from Mexico displaying their art and also selling it. There was also tequila tasting from handcrafted tequila from Mexico. There was a performance Saturday night by Little Joe y La Familia, which brought 600 people to that concert. There was kids' activities from face painting to a slip and slide and live performances. So a lot happened there at Fiesta Latina, which is a celebration of Hispanic heritage culture throughout the Southwest and Mexico.
Okay, CP, unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you for joining us on the Silver City Report, and we will talk with you all next week.
Great. Thank you.